Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In this episode, Magda Bilske-Pareda, virtual assistant hub manager, tells the bar story of her twin boys, Elias and Matteo. It is a story about finally getting pregnant through IVF after a miscarriage and several years of infertility. About being so grateful and happy to be pregnant that it overshadows any pregnancy sickness and discomfort. And about going into labor 1 week before a planned C-section. It is an inspirational story about becoming a mother to twins, delivered with a good dose of humor, but also an honest account of the challenges of navigating the fourth trimester with two babies to care for. With us in the studio is Nairi Wright, midwife and founder of Sage Fam, to answer any questions. You're listening to the podcast To Become a Mother, and my name is Caroline Johansson. Welcome, Magda. And hello. Welcome, Nairi.
Hello, hi.
Hi, Magda, you are mum to two twin boys who are 5 years old, and they're called Matteo and Elias.
That's correct.
And today we will hear about their birth. I'd like to start by going back a bit in time to when you and your partner started thinking about having a baby.
Okay, hello everyone, it's a pleasure to be here.
Going back in time, I always knew I wanted to have children. However, I knew it would be a bit later in life. So we started trying when I was maybe 33, 34. And I got pregnant 4 months after, but sadly I miscarried. So then it started a different journey. Not so straightforward as I thought it would be.
And when you had your miscarriage and you said a different journey began after that, are you able to describe that journey? What was
Yeah, so like, you know, when you kind of think, I'm going to try for a baby, I'm healthy, it's going to happen. Mm. And then all of a sudden you lose that pregnancy, right? Because it was something I did not expect, and I didn't have a clue how often, how common a miscarriage is. So it knocked me down. It knocked my confidence. And, you know, people were like, oh, yeah, you got pregnant easily. You'll get pregnant again. But I think having that miscarriage and not expecting it put a huge strain on my, like, mental health. Mm. And then for 2 years, I just couldn't conceive. And I went to a, so, yeah, it was a long 2 years. And, yeah, like, to, you know, you meditate, you do exercise, you eat healthy, and it just wasn't happening. So I went to my GP and I said, it's been 2 years after my miscarriage and I want to do something about it. Mm. So we went IVF route, and I was really lucky, even though it was a long journey because I did it through NHS. Mm. So, you know, it takes time. You are on a waiting list, everything. Mm. It was almost a year, like from my first visit in a fertility clinic to actually having the treatment. But I was really lucky it worked first time. Mm. And I had my twins.
Yeah. And was it an accident that it was twins, or was it planned?
No. So they did suggest that I use only one embryo. Because I was healthy, you know, I was 36 at that time, but I think it was just me. I said, no, let's go for two. Just, you know, it's been such a long journey, and what happens, happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, I ended up having twins.
And what did your partner say? Was he on board?
So I think, you know, the decision about, so that was a decision like when you do the treatment and you need to decide whether you use one embryo or two. At that point, we were both discussing like, oh my God, what are we going to do if two? But to be honest, because we went through like 2 years of trying and not getting pregnant, somehow we didn't believe that two would work and that it would work on the first time.
Yeah.
So we just went with it and it was quite like, let's see what happens. And it happened.
Oh, great.
So it was like, you know, for us close to miracle, because if you can't get pregnant and all of a sudden you do, and with not one but two babies, you're like, oh, wow.
And what did your family and friends say when you told them that you were expecting twins?
I think everyone was super excited. Like, oh my God, this is amazing. We're going to have twins in family. And yeah, I did hear some, remember my ex-boss, she sort of, when I told her I was pregnant with twins, she kind of said something that was like, and how do you feel about it? Is that not overwhelming?
Mm.
And I was like, oh my God, of course it is.
Yeah.
But I'm happy, you know, I couldn't get pregnant. Now I'm going to have two babies. Why would I? Of course I'm scared.
Yeah.
But yeah, strangely enough, then I found out that she was trying for many, many years and couldn't get pregnant. So yeah, I still think that she shouldn't have said that. It was probably something personal for her.
Yeah, I know from experience when it means so much how people are reacting to you. You know, it can really help your confidence if people are positive, even just when you're having one baby.
Yeah, of course.
So
you take everything, you're like a sponge. You
know? Yeah.
You're like, whatever you hear from people, you take it in and you take it like deep because you are in that vulnerable state in a way.
And so you find out you're pregnant. What kind of pregnancy do you have? How do you feel?
So because of my previous miscarriage, the first 3 months I found it difficult. It was just like every day was like, okay, I've survived. I'm still pregnant. I had two bleeds in the first 3 months, and I promise you, when the first one happened, I was 100% sure it was over.
Mm.
But it wasn't. I went for a check and the babies were fine. They just said I had a blood clot. And then at 3 months mark, when I was like, okay, I survived 3 months, I went with my mom to Edinburgh. It was like literally 2 days before that, you know, 3 month scan. And I had another bleed. Oh my God, it was like, no, I can't believe it's happening again.
Yeah.
We were looking for like a private clinic at that time. Like, let's go, let's do a scan, please, please, please. But then it just stopped and somehow I still felt pregnant.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I think it was just something. And 2 days later, we went to a scan and everything was fine. So it was really difficult the first 3 months, like just getting through each day.
That anxiety that it's going to work.
Yeah.
And you hear a lot about twin pregnancies, that it's almost everything is twice as much. You know, you become bigger, but also pregnancy sickness can be worse. How was that for you?
Yeah, it was quite, sickness. It wasn't, they say, oh, it's only in the first trimester. For me, the sickness went on and off for the entire pregnancy. And but I was keeping active. I continued cycling. I was doing pregnancy yoga. I just had this kind of goal to stay. I don't know. I didn't want to put on weight as well. And if I'm honest with you, I think the hormones were making me really happy. So even though I did experience symptoms and likely they were stronger, I just kind of accepted them and I kept happy.
Yeah.
I found it like it was a lovely state to be in. Yeah. It was summer and, you know, you wake up every day and you kind of think, oh, I have two babies in my tummy. It doesn't matter that I feel sick. My mom gave me a beetroot juice and it was so... I was like, what are you doing? It just made me feel worse.
Oh, to help with
anemia, because yeah, I had low iron or something, and I just went to the toilet. I was like, no, no beetroot juice, please.
And how is the process that you're going through in terms of scans and general checkups when you have twins?
I think you have more checkups than if you would have with one baby.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. They have to keep a close eye on the growth of both babies.
Yes, and I believe, as far as I remember, towards the end, you see a consultant more than just the midwife. I think you have more appointments with is that correct, Naomi?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, there are a lot more risks involved for you as well as for the babies with a twin pregnancy.
What are those risks?
You've got a greater chance of developing things like preeclampsia, of diabetes. You've got an overstretched uterus. Sometimes there's too much fluid around the babies. There's a much greater risk of preterm labor because of that increased weight. And so some women, you know, have very early labor with two babies. So it's all of those sorts of things, really. Mm. And the body is just doing so much that it's really hard to get all your nutritional needs through food. So you need lots of supplements. But even despite that, you're going to be, as Magda was, a lot more sick, incredibly tired. Mm. Iron level is likely to be low. So there's so many aspects to keep an eye on. And it's fairly common for two babies to grow unequally. So one will grow really well, perhaps, and the other one less well. So there are lots of considerations, really.
Interesting. And was that the case for your babies, Mark?
Well, they were of different size, but I don't think that was particularly, there wasn't anything wrong with them. Mm. It was just kind of
one grew more in the other.
Yeah, like that sort of genes, right? That one is a petite twin, the other one is quite big, actually. But I don't think it had anything to do with their growth.
And in terms of birth, when did you start thinking about that? And was that discussed with the midwife and obstetrician?
So when you're pregnant with twins, you have an option of cesarean.
Mm-hmm.
My babies were never in a position, their position in my uterus. They were in the wrong position to have a natural birth anyway. But to be honest, from the beginning, I was like, I want a cesarean. I think it's because I read so much about different scenarios of what could happen with a second baby, like one goes out, no problem. Mm-hmm. And then that I knew from the beginning I wanted to have a cesarean just because I was, that they are safer doing it that way. Maybe not true, but that's how I felt about it.
Is there something in that there is a higher risk to give birth to two babies?
Yes. Magda's right that the position of the babies is very important. And it's good if the first baby is head down. It's great if the second baby is also head down. But quite typically, you'll have one baby head down and the other one will be breech, bottom down. But sometimes they can also be lying acrossways or oblique, which is sort of diagonal in the uterus, because there's a lot more space. And there are certain combinations of position where it means that the second baby is more likely to get stuck. And then there is also a risk that the placenta of the second baby will detach early before the baby's out.
Oh, okay.
And so that reduces the oxygen to the second baby. And so it is a more risky birth process. It's perhaps more risky if it's a first pregnancy or a first birth because the woman's pelvis hasn't been tested before.
Mm.
So somebody that's had one really straightforward birth would be, if her babies were in a good position, would be a good candidate for a vaginal twin delivery.
Mm.
Whereas a very first birth, it is a bit of a risk, really. And Magda made a very sensible decision, I think.
And I guess there's the fear of starting something vaginally and then having to then move over to a C-section. Yeah.
But as I said, they were not in the right position. So in a way, like, you know, it was my decision, but there was no way to do it.
Option, yeah.
There was other ways.
Yeah.
It worked out okay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So they were scheduled to have, or you were scheduled to have the C-section in week 36.
37.
37.
That's, yeah. So 37 weeks, it's, correct me if I'm, it's a due date for twins.
It's a good gestation because babies have produced or start to produce the surfactant, which helps their lungs to expand.
Yeah.
So before 37 weeks, particularly with twins, there can be problems. Yeah.
Full term, that's the word. So they usually deliver twins earlier to avoid, to minimize risks, basically. Yeah. So 37 weeks is like when they tell you you will either have a scheduled cesarean or you will, they will make you
give birth. And so you had that planned. And what happened?
So what happened? So I had that planned for 37 weeks, but they came 1 week early.
Okay.
Because my water broke and I just had to go in and do it 1 week early.
Can you take us back to that time?
Yeah, I was on maternity leave. I only took like 2 or 3 weeks leave before that scheduled date. And I think the mistake I made was that I used that time to like be very active. If I could go back in time, I would just lay down on the sofa and watch Netflix. But I don't know, I kept like meeting people, walking in the park. And so on the day when my water broke, I went to see a friend. We went for breakfast. I was due to go to a wedding, believe it or not, the day after. It was my friend's wedding it wasn't even in London. It was 1 hour drive. And I went to a shop to look for something to wear because I was so big. Never made it to that wedding. And I got home. It was like lunchtime Saturday. I sat on the sofa and then my water broke. I was like, oh, so I think this is it. I called 111 and they were like, yeah, you need to go into a hospital. And good luck. I remember that. Good luck. I was like, oh, where is my hospital bag? Which, of course, it wasn't. people say, oh, you should prepare this and that. It wasn't very prepared. So I was crawling around the house, like collecting things because I didn't want to walk.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing because it was funny. My husband was doing a cooking course, like a one-day cooking course I got him for his birthday. And I said, you have to use this course because once the kids are here, babies, you won't be able to, you know, to do it. So he went and then I call him and he's like, what do you want? I'm in the course. And I'm like, but we need to go to the hospital. And he's like, what? Yeah. So we went in and they were like, okay, we're going to find you a room. And yeah, they were just waiting for some doctor. And so we were there for a few hours before they delivered the babies.
Did you have any contractions?
I started having mild contractions because they connected me to various monitors. So they said, they were showing me like, okay, you're starting to have contractions.
Mm.
And I was just thinking, please take them out before you have those contractions, before it starts hurting.
And then what happened next?
So, God, it's like going back into that memory that somehow has been hidden somewhere. So they took us to the delivery room. And again, with twins, you have double of each medical staff.
Oh.
So, yes. So you get two midwives, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Two consultants. So all I remember, it was a room full of people.
Yeah.
It was so many people in there. But at the same time, I was thinking, we are safe here. Like so yeah. many, you know, experienced doctors. Like there's no way something can happen. Something wrong can happen. So yeah, I had epidural. And then I remember the whoever takes the babies out.
Is it the obstetrician?
The obstetricians, yeah. They were chatting about some food. And I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah,
yeah, I never looked at what they were doing. Yeah.
I guess it's very calming when they're talking about
yeah,
everyday things.
Yeah, like, for them, it's just like
a normal thing.
A normal day, right?
Is that on purpose, Nairi, that they speak like that to calm?
Probably not. They're probably just... having colleague chat like yeah. the rest of us
yeah,
do.
Yeah, like we would in another place.
Yeah.
But it is reassuring, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah. It was really nice. They asked what song we wanted for them to play.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't prepare any songs, but they played something. I don't remember now what it was. My husband does. It was a really nice song, very like soothing. And what happened then? Okay, so basically, you know, you are really like high on drugs, let's say.
Yeah.
So I felt like someone was just taking like everything outside my belly. Like it felt like, you know, when someone is fixing a car, like a car engine.
Yeah.
So like I was like, are they taking all the internal like organs from out from
yeah.
me? And then they took them out. And I remember the doctor came to me and said, the babies are fine, they're healthy. We just need to tell you that one baby is much smaller than the other.
Okay.
But we did all the, how is it called, Nairi? The score that they do?
The Apgar score.
That's it,
yes.
Apgar score. So they said that his Apgar score is very good, but he's a tiny baby. And I was like, what does this mean? You know, what do you say?
Yeah.
And then when I saw them, I was like, oh my God. And of course, as a mom, you think, is this my fault? Why is he so small?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a difficult moment. You know, when you see one baby that looks kind of juicy and very
yeah.
kind of big and the other one is super tiny, that was a difficult moment for me. But
And how much did they weigh?
So Elias was 2.8. So that's the juicy baby. And Mateo was 1.9 kilograms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was super, super small.
Yeah. And did they say anything? Did you get any instructions for feeding him much more? Or were they just saying, just treat them similarly
yeah,
in terms
so
of food?
They were like pushing formula into him because... I don't know. I think when you're in a hospital, they need to kind of, they want to release you. As this was my sort of, you know, feeling that they want you to go home as soon as, so you don't keep the room. Because we were really lucky. We got a separate room because we had twins. And they were like sending my husband to buy formula. But Mateo was actually very good. Mateo was the tiny twin. Mm. He was very good at breastfeeding, much better than his brother. So I was a bit like, oh, why are they like trying to give him formula? And he was so small that I could see that it wasn't good for his belly, like, you know, for his digestion. But in the end, when you're like in that state of, you know, just had birth, you're like, okay, well, if that's what they say, let's do it. So, yeah, so we would, I think I was breastfeeding and then they were giving him some formula as well.
Mm. And did your milk come in?
Yes, I was really lucky with that. Like, yeah, straight away.
And how long did you stay in the hospital then before you got home?
So the birth was at Saturday night and we went home on Tuesday.
Did you have, because you're from Poland.
Yeah.
And your husband is from Mexico.
He's Mexican, actually.
Yeah. And you live in London. So did you have any family or anyone who was at home supporting you?
No, so... We decided that the first 3 weeks, because my husband had 3 weeks paternity leave, that we want to do it ourselves. We didn't want anyone to kind of stay with us. In hindsight, I think maybe we were too ambitious. And then then my mom came after those 3 weeks, well, kind of after 2.5 weeks before Alex went back to work. So she was helping me.
And how was that time? When you look back, what
it
do you...
It was really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, like another thing. They say, oh, cesarean, you know, it's so like, I heard these opinions like, oh, cesarean is so easy. Nothing hurts. Then you just take paracetamol for a few days. But this is what some people were telling me, like, you will see. And that's not how I felt. It took me like 6 weeks to stop bleeding.
Mm.
I was bleeding heavily, honestly. It was just, my bed was like covered with blood. And then you have two babies, you're not sleeping, you have no clue what you are doing because you are a new mom. They were my first babies. So like, you are in that kind of very fragile, physically you are very fragile and mentally you are very fragile.
Mm.
So yeah, it all feels like a blur now. It was a blur.
What is it that happened, Iris, straight after birth? Because I think we all, anyone who's given birth has experienced this, you know, enormous hormonal crash. I guess they call it baby blues. And what is it really that is happening?
Well, in Magda's case, she was recovering from, you know, a major operation. And when you were saying earlier about what you've been told about a cesarean, I think I was screwing up my face in horror. as somebody that's had a cesarean, but also I've seen women, it is a significant major operation, but because you had two babies, you had a bigger placenta site, so that means more bleeding. There was a lot more rummaging around, so I imagine that internally you were more bruised and aching afterwards. And whereas if you have one baby with a newborn, you may hope that they might sleep for an hour and a half here or there. If you've got twins, I could see that that wouldn't happen, or not conveniently at the same time. And so that mixture of extreme exhaustion, pain, and as you mentioned, Caroline, all of those hormones, I always liken the early days after having a baby as survival, recovery. Those are the words that spring to mind. And everything is double with twins, at least. So I'm always in awe of women that cope with it. And it sounds like you did so brilliantly. I wish there was more help for women generally, actually, after having a baby, but particularly for somebody with twins. And it was a brave decision to try and go it alone. So well done to you.
Thank you.
How was it when your mom then came? Did you get
some
relief?
It was amazing because my mom is similar to me in a way how she organizes things and herself. We are both quite efficient in terms of like multitasking, completing tasks. So having her around was a blessing. And that's something again, and you know, if I was to advise to mothers to be, if you are agreeing for someone to move in with you and help you, make sure you get on well with that person. And in a moment, I tell you why. So with my mom, it worked. It was smooth. It was amazing having her around. Like, I was never hungry. The house was clean. You know, my husband was coming back from work and the dinner was waiting for him. And then when she left, my mother-in-law came and stayed with us for 1 month. And that was a completely different dynamic.
Mm.
I'm not going to go into details. But it's very important that if we agree to have help, we need to kind of think about it twice, whether, you know, we are going to benefit from it if we are different type of people. And it's fine. It's, you know, it's just, I'm sure you know this.
Yeah, and it can be hard, I guess, when you have people staying over to, even though they're there to help you, to actually receive help. I know from my own experience that I just tend to host, and that can make it even harder.
Exactly. And I think it needs to be someone like you need to be really close to that person because they see you, you know,
at your most vulnerable.
Exactly. you're sharing a house with them, you know, you're not sleeping, you're not at your 100% sort of. So yeah, that is something I didn't know, didn't think about it. I was just like, twins, I need help. Yeah. But if I was to do it again, I will do it differently, because it's very important the mom is comfortable.
Yeah.
And supported, like, even emotionally.
And when did you start feeling like you got to know your twins and kind of got to know your new self and settled?
Don't know how I still after 5 years. It took me a long time. Don't know. Like, yeah, and this constant guilt that you are closer to one baby, not the other. That was happening to me at the beginning. And that you're not giving the same attention, because they are both very different. They have different personalities. One needed more attention than the other. So, like, you always feel guilty as that you're failing them both, basically. So the all that drama around it, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a difficult question too. I think maybe when they went to reception, they started school last year. So I think this is when I started, like, thinking a little bit more about myself. Yeah. Long time.
Thank you so much for sharing this story, Magda. It's very, very impressive to hear, you know, your pregnancy and birth and just how you managed afterwards.
No, it's great to go back, and it's like a good way of kind of releasing, you know, some emotions and feelings that they've been there for a long time.
Thank you
for inviting me.
Thank you.
Inspirational.
Yeah.